From the ATX Hot Sauce Studio in Austin, Texas, it's the Jeff Ward Show.
Award-winning and all-natural, ATX Hot Sauce has the perfect sauce for you. Flavor first, heat second, and not just local, going national. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda here is to make you think. If you want to riff on this topic, you should. Chances are you're going to be offended. Tweet at Jeff Ward Show. Don't hold anything back. I'm sorry for what's about to happen. It's going to be angrier and crabbier than usual. I'm about to go full on get off my Austin lawn guy. I get how some people will say, let it go, old man. And some people will say, you know, I really don't blame you. So here's why I'm going to go full on get off my Austin lawn guy. The title of the Netflix show, for those that don't know it, is 20-somethings in Austin. It's every cliche you can think of. The title, 20-somethings in Austin. So I can use this rant, probably angry rant, to explain different groups of people that have moved to Austin over the last few years. And then I can explain the context of why this show, 20-somethings in Austin, is about the very neckbeards that have ruined things. I am one of 5 original Austinites. There were 6, but that person, from what we understand in our Facebook group, moved to Costa Rica about a month and a half ago. So you hear the 5 of us, would have been 6, and maybe he'll send us an email. The 5 of us say, live music is gone. It's not weird anymore. Trust me, you don't know weird. The art and hippie clash has been pushed out a long time ago. We say those things over and over again. We pretty much just say them to ourselves. So a lot of people would say, well, gosh, what is your problem? And the 5 of us, 6, he's gone, but 5 of us would say, one of the biggest problems is these Austin-centric 20 to 30-something shows about moving and living in Austin. That's some of our problem. Let me go get off my lawn for a few minutes. Perfect example for the 5 of us. I'm at a party the other night, and the typical Austin conversation takes place. Not many people have this conversation because you haven't run into the 5 of us, but a typical Austin conversation takes place. I'm chatting with a couple, both of whom are very nice. He had the obligatory beard, flip-flops, glasses, and drinking a seltzer. It's the standard uniform. We all know it very well. We're the outliers. We're the ones that are weird and different. So we had what also was the typical conversation. It's the typical setup, the typical look, and the very typical conversation you would have practically anywhere. It goes, as usual, something like, oh, where are you from? Answer, New York. How long have you been here? Oh, about 3 years. Then it starts, well, how about you? Well, I'm from Austin. Response, no way. Never met anyone actually from Austin. I hear it's changed. My answer, yeah. Pretty dramatically. Then he added, with a seltzer, has it been ruined by people like us? It was this amazing moment of honesty. Has it been ruined by people like us? And my answer, yeah, pretty much. Can I get you a seltzer? So there's been a few types, and this is what I don't think people do very often. It's not politically correct by any stretch, but if you're wondering about the 5 of us who get kind of crabby, here's the way it's all worked out. The groups that have been moving to Austin for some time, and then there's this one group that we just can't stand. This is the group that's pretty much ruined everything. There are a few types of people that have moved here. There's people from Dallas and Houston, and this is not a new thing. This has been going on for a long, long time. They've always wanted to live here. That's not new. They grew up near strip malls and beach tar, so any chance they get, they move here, and they've been doing that for decades. That's not a new trend at all. The other is pretty obvious as well. So you got the group from Dallas and Houston want to get away from those awful places. They've been coming forever. Then the other one's pretty obvious too. That's smart, talented people, of course, attract smart, talented people. That's been true also for a long time. It's been really true the last few years. It's been fast-tracked the last few years. This has the suburbs booming. And that's all about economic boom. And that is fueled by that giant university down the street, pumping out smart people and people that don't want to leave. That's been going on for some time, but it's been fast-tracked. Maybe arguably fast-tracked by the pandemic. Then there's the wealthy class, ultra-wealthy class. Austin's a better deal than Manhattan. Austin's a better deal than Silicon Valley. Austin's a better deal than Seattle, so why not relocate? They're rich, and they're driving the downtown boom. That one has been fast-tracked as well. They're doing this because they can, and they've largely killed off live music in downtown Austin, and people talk all the time about live music. You have no idea. All but five of you have no idea what you're talking about. The moment where you had this convergence of the ultra-rich taking over downtown and what it did to music, it's not just that the taste in music by squishy hipsters sucks. It does. But what happened was there was this one particular moment. So this condo, big high-rise boom in Austin, which is not going to stop anytime soon. It's the way it is. But there was a moment when a group sued to have the music turned down, okay? Now, some of us, the five of us that grew up here, six, he's in Costa Rica, but the five of us that grew up here, the thought of someone ever suggesting you turn the music down was a pretty foreign concept. But this condo group won, and they were able to put a cap on when the music had to stop in downtown Austin. So it was, I mean, almost like you could pinpoint the moment that things changed. That would have been one of them. So they want the volume turned down at 10 p.m. and they got their wish. A local government, this was a big transformation in local government, which used to be weird. You don't know weird. I mean, really weird. Local government was as bizarre as the people walking around. It used to be full of environmentalists that would chain themselves to trees. Now it's just a group of politicians that suck up to rich people to live in downtown Austin. That's been another group, and that group has had a great deal of influence. But they're not as awful. None of them, right? The Dallas and Houston transplants, the people moving here for jobs and economic boom that have fueled the suburbs, they're not awful. Even the rich people in flip-flops and a Tesla who've ruined downtown music, they're not awful. They're not the ones that really suck. So those groups make perfect sense. And I don't think I'm telling you anything you didn't know already, but if you're an Austinite, the five of us, you've sort of seen this thing transform. The last group is the one that sucks. They offer nothing. They offer nothing. The rest of the groups offer something. Even the people from Houston that have tried to get away from the beach tar to come here just to do anything, they offer something. The last group, and what's fueled the last group, is the one that offers absolutely nothing. They're cheap and they're stupid. Sorry. The one that makes me snap and really go get off my lawn is the squishy hipster. It's not just the squishy hipster that is doing something else. It finds its way to these other categories of people that move here. The squishy hipster that drives us crazy is the one that came here for a music festival or had been here for a music festival or a bachelorette party or just heard about it somewhere and thought they wanted to get some black boots. They have no connection whatsoever. They just heard that it was cool. They got drunk here on a Saturday and said, I'm going to move here. What's worse than all that is that they've moved here because one of these, and these seem to be endless now, one of these shows about life in Austin, dating life in Austin if you're a 20-something. These things have been around for a long time. I guess it started with MTV's Real World maybe, and they just keep coming out. I don't know how there's a market for this. I don't know how many different I live in Austin, I feel cool, I'm a squishy hipster shows you can produce. But they keep coming out. And so they come here just because they think it's cool. They had a cool night here or heard some friends that had a cool weekend here. And so they pick up and move here. These are the jackasses. Am I getting off my lawn yet? These are the jackasses that split the bill nine ways. That's them. This is them. The five off six, five now, can live with everything else. It's not that atypical. It's these stupid shows that are fueling more of these squishy hipsters that split the tab. That's the one that keeps driving us crazy. Who watches this stuff?
I'm about to be put in the house with seven other people that I've never met before.
My 20s were definitely put on hold this past year, so I'm moving to Austin and I'm making up for lost time.
In angry conclusion, as upsetting as it has been, The reasons for people moving to Austin mostly make perfect sense, and most people don't have that much of a problem with most of the groups except for the one that is nauseating. You're from Dallas or Houston. You've been wanting to come here forever. Nobody from Austin blames you. Of course, I'd want to get away from the strip malls too. I'd want to get out of the beach tar as well. So they've been doing it. Then you've got the talented people who want economic opportunity. That makes perfect sense as well. You've got the wealthy class that has taken over downtown and turned the music down. As much as that sucks, it's also understandable. Everybody has been productive. There's cranes all over the city because those people have been productive. It's the unproductive squishy group, the asexual squishy group that drives us crazy. And that is the directionless hipster that thinks it's cool because of the ridiculous reality shows. Wherever you are on the hot sauce scale, could be hot, mild, somewhere in between, all natural ATX hot sauces has something for you. And I need to add award-winning to the ATX hot sauce resume because ATX hot sauce took home 2 gold medals at the famous Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and the best in the hot sauce space. And it was the very first time ATX hot sauce had even entered the event. Cool name, cool logo, and very cool slogan. Flavor first, heat second, and instead of saying local all the way, I'll add going national all the way. Order now. Go to atxhotsauce.com. That's atxhotsauce.com.
Get the Jeff Ward Show podcast on the Apple or Spotify podcast platform or wherever you're listening right now.